Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Oh, the Lord wants it all. He wants it all, my family. There's no two ways about it. He definitely wants it all. All, not all or nothing. He just wants it all. Full stop. It's one of, this is not one of those because he definitely wants it all.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Forever Jones bringing us to 2:09. Fundisi VTJ Masakona is in studio this afternoon and we continue with a series of conversation with the topic preparing or awaiting the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Fundisi, we really appreciate your ministry. And thank you so much for having been here this afternoon. The Lord really bless you. And
you are saying this with such a straight face. I don't know how to respond.
What am I supposed to say? I mean it.
No, I get it.
I do mean it. And you know, the reason why I'm actually interrupting everything to say it is because most of the time, Fundisi, we become so void of appreciation.
Yes,
you know, the gift that you are right now, right here and now, is exactly what is needed for this time. And so thank you so much. And I'm saying
this. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Yeah. And I'm saying this, you know, with a little bit of understanding that you don't just burst out messages like these without the word taking root in your own life and rearranging the furniture in your own life, you know.
Yep.
So the Lord really bless you and strengthen you, Mfundisiwam. So my family, the lines are buzzing. It's 012-334-1322. We are really just getting into the meat of the matter. I am going to allow you to join in this conversation. Very quick calls, very quick questions as we welcome you on Radio Pulpit. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sisayanda Ninja.
I see Pilega Kulu Tatunkosi. Hallelujah. It's so good to hear you, Emini.
Amen.
Hey, Tatunkosi.
Good evening, Masakona Ninjan.
Sir Pila, Baba Ninjan.
I just think Kosi Abu Sam.
Amen.
Sisayanda, who should go to? Nabazalwane siyafuna nje ukuthi uJesu angabuya.
Hey tata, and yazi ntoni ne? I don't know. You know? And ever tata.
Ngikholwa ukuthi siyafuna ukuthi angabuya. Sifisa kwangathi angadileya nyana. Sisalungisa 1, 2, and 3.
Ay, come on. Amen tata.
Asifisi ukuthi angasheshe abuye. Ngobe ubuKristu bethu buphelele esontweni.
Sure.
NamaKristu masise esontweni siphambi komfundisi. Uma sisuka phambi komfundisi asisiwona amaKristu. Ukuthi sihamba phambi kukaKristu asinandaba nalokho. Thina sihlonipha umfundisi. Usesenami Sisayanda.
Ndimamele tata, sihlonipha umfundisi.
Yebo. Nabazalwane izinto ezisinasa asizenzi phambi kwabazalwane nomfundisi, mara phambi kukaKristu siyazenza.
Yo, hayi tata unkosi. I don't even know how to respond to that. Wow.
Kuthi esontweni siyele ukuyofunda ukuthi uma sesiphumile lapho esontweni kufanele siphile kanjani uze uKristu asithole sesiredi. Asikwenzi lokho. Kungako akusisi isifiso sabazalwane abaningi ukuthi uKristu angabuya namhla ebusuku.
Tatunkosi, that is... Wow, I don't even know what to say to that. And I mean, you know, Tatunkosi, thank you so much. Bless you so much, Dadam. Bless you. Wow, Mfundis.
Oh.
Wow. Plain and outright, hey?
Like direct.
In case you and I were not going to say it. And I mean, look, that diagnosis for me is exactly... You know, what is required, an honest assessment of ourselves as the church. We keep talking about these things, but the reality is, are we really ready? And you know what it is, coming back to what we were talking about before the news break.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The thing is that we have lost the ability, the brotherhood to be able to tell each other.
Yes.
straightforward.
That's it.
Yeah, because the reason why Ayanda is going to think that she's ready is because Enkonzweni, you know, I'm told that it's okay to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, or it's okay to be positioned in a certain way, etc., etc. You know, because in any case, when you die, you've got Christ, you'll go to heaven. We understand?
Yep. And I think the challenge is exactly there, because one of the things, and this is brutal, what I'm about to say, if you're not ready, get your seatbelt on so that you don't get, you know, jacked out of the car after I've just said this. We have created a dishonest space in the church to keep us comfortable together, so that Uyanda does not feel uncomfortable when we're actually saying, Ceci, this you must change. You must change. And because we've created such a space, we have become the gentleman or the guy or the lady or whoever who, you know, a story goes along the lines of the fact that she owned a python. And when she owned a python, she would sleep with the python every day and just, you know, while it's on the side and she's there. And the python was growing. Until a zoologist or an expert says, no. When you actually sleep with it, it's actually gauging your size. Just to see how wide should I go, how big should I grow in order to
swallow
take...
you.
And that's exactly what's happening.
And that's what complacency, lukewarmness, and sin does, Mfundisi.
By the time we wake up, we are swallowed. And we're gone. Because we've created an atmosphere and a space where correction is offense.
It's judging.
Is not love.
You can't correct me because you're judging me.
Like, who are you to correct me? But ideally, as well, when we reflect again, come back to it again and say, before I talk to Ayanda, what's happening with me? What's going down with me, man?
That's right. Come on. Where take the log out of your own eye.
That's it. Where am I? Like, where am I? How am I? Stanley Paul puts it very well. He says, woe unto me if I preach to you. Right? And then me. I'm gone.
Imagine taking people to the kingdom and never making it.
Yep.
Radio Pulpit, good afternoon to you. Wow.
Good afternoon, my sister Ayanda.
Hi, Dadam. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good
afternoon. You wake up call, Mfundisi.
Yeah. Today.
What Mfundisi, if you decide to get long, I'm going to sleep for 15 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah? It's into the season, the zone. Get long, most of the time, it's like I'm so busy.
Hey, Dad.
Sure.
Eish, unkulunkulu asimnike isikhathi. And then Sunday, siyangena lapha esontweni.
Sure.
Yepha lento ezopreacha umfundisi ophuma kule ndlebe, ingena ngathi iphume ngathi. Nasiphuma lapho sesiphumile siya kuma society. Kubantu abangakamtholi uJesu Kristu, ngeke sikhulume ngoJesu Kristu ukuthi kwenzeke esontweni. Sizokhuluma izinto abazikhulumayo bona, sibe yizwe.
Sure.
You understand?
Hey, Dada.
Most of the time, nakhona ama program lapha sibhizi ngijimela ku TV lo trading angibonanga ukuthi le episode iphelelethi uyohlala about 4 to 5 hours.
Sure, man,
just to catch the
episode. Ngibusise ubaba uVilakazi lo Sibusiso. Thank you.
Oh, Tata uVilakazi, bless you so much, Tatam. Wow, nanku umama Thandiwe Mafolela, sithi blessed be the name of the Lord for imvuselelo mfundisi. Bayabulela bazalwane on 0826572729. My family, the lines are open. If you'd like to join in the conversation, like Utatu Nkosi has done, like Utatu Vilakazi has done, it's 012-334-1322. I'll take a quick break, mfundisi, just so we can get our thoughts together whilst we wait on you, my family, to continue joining in this conversation. It's Radio Pulpit this afternoon. 17 after 2 is your time.
Radio Pulpit invites you to nominate members of your community to take part in the Standing Community Committee. As part of this committee, you will inform us of what you think of the Radio Pulpit programs and tell us what is happening in your community. Listeners from Pretoria, Tshwane, Johannesburg, Soweto, and the East Rand can be nominated. Christian women, men, youth, and people with disabilities are welcome to take part. The committee will consist of 12 members on a voluntary basis and meet twice a year. Send your CV or your nomination CV with their consent to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za for consideration.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
There's indeed streams of blessings, my family. I was just telling Umfundisi, you know, on off-air, my family, and I'm sure somebody will agree, I'm asking him, are we going to do this every time you come here? And Fundi's like, are we really going to be shifted like this every time you come and visit us? This is why people are no longer invited in some fellowships, you know, because every time you walk in, you get there and you make people uncomfortable and you change people's positions.
Well, I am consoled because Jesus was never about
hallelujah. 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 We're taking your calls on 012-334-1322. Good afternoon. It's Radio Pulpit.
Hello. How are you?
We are blessed so much, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. You're speaking to Champ.
Hello, Dr. Champ. What has the Lord laid in your heart?
No, Bapunzi, both one.
Nendo tonge yondi butsanga ninge man.
Kezo.
Da.
Hey man, andoba pazwa budivare. You can be in the location where the wedding is gonna happen, but yes, you are not part of the wedding.
Amen.
The word of God says, if you want to follow me,
yes,
take your cross and follow me. He was speaking to people, and then they were at the location.
Yes.
But there were people who didn't take the cross and follow him.
Mm.
Who didn't want to take the cross because they said that the cross is heavy.
Mm.
I can't carry this thing. It's heavy. I can't leave this thing. It's very heavy.
Sure.
You know, when I part to our corner, so to any party, when I see to our neighbors, we are here. No, it's where they made about food. Our nation, we are just trying to get to the Chukova Teza. I got to do.
Sure. We must be able to
we
let go.
We are not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to let go. We don't want to let go. Bafundi, nobody want Amanda. Bakoru vuseleza. Aye, man. Aye, we are blessed.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Dad. Amen. Dr. Champ. Bless you so much, my family. Wow, Mfundi, see, it's coming up again.
Yes.
If you desire to follow me, you know, lay your life down, lay it all down.
And it's interesting because, and thank you, Champ, for that input as well. One of the things about the cross, when he says, deny yourself and take up your own cross.
Mm.
One of the things is the cross is never comfortable. The cross is not a sofa. The cross is not a sleeping place. It is heavy. It is hard. It is not an easy road. You have got to go, as they would famously say, via Dolorosa, and walk that road.
Fundisi, I just had a flash of the Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
You know, the imagery.
That's it. That's it. So many of us want to sharpen it so that we hide it and we fit into the standards of this world. We fit into the spaces of this world. We fit into the, you know, the conditions of what's happening in this world. I mean, I know somebody and they're talking to me about the fact that they want to, you know, go and bow down to ancestral worship. And I said, never. I said, no. I know it's trending, but no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everything that trends that's right. Mm-hmm. No. We
all
can't
things are good,
that.
But not all things are profitable for me. That's right.
That's And we cannot. We need to stop being the Christian dome that actually is adapting to what is needed to what is wanted at the time that I fit in. No, I will not deal with this because, I mean, if I say this, they're going to say I'm too much of a Christian.
That's right.
That's what God has called you to become.
Actually,
too much of it.
Wow. And we can never be too Christian, by the way. No, we can never be too Christian. If anything, that is exactly our pursuit. And that should be the highest pursuit of our journey and certainly of our relationship with the Lord. My family, only because of time, we're going to try and wrap it up right here. Mfundisi, next week, I want to ask this question. Perhaps let me ask it now and we can answer it next week.
Sure.
What are the signs of readiness? How will we know that we are ready? Right?
Yeah.
Now that we've diagnosed our problem, the problem that we all know, right, of lukewarmness, and I'm not trivializing it because Christ says, I will spit you out, you know, because of lukewarmness, because of carrying a form of godliness, but denying the power, you will be spit out.
Yeah. I think more than anything, when you said that, denying, you know, carrying a form of godliness, it, if I was to translate it in this day and age, you have won the Oscar of best Christian actor.
Where's my I need the applause. You see,
that's what you've won.
No, I need the applause. Please carry on saying whatever you need. That requires
You've stood in a position where you are being celebrated for being best Christian actor, but there is no transformation that is undertaken into your life. So whatever we are watching on our screens, did you know that the people we watch on a day-to-day basis, whatever you can be watching, streaming, whatever, those people are actually not those that you are watching on TV or on the screen. These are people that have managed to create an ability where they can act out a scene, act out a character, until you are convinced that this person is pure evil. My God, this person is evil.
Definitely evil.
Or this person is the greatest person in the world. So we have managed to convince the crowd, which are the people watching us, that we are great Christians, but we have denied the power to be transformed, to actually become a great Christian.
Funzi, you have to say that again. About the Oscar. You have...
When we deny the form of, when we maintain the form of godliness and deny its power, we are literally saying colloquially in nowadays language that you have won best Christian actor in the Oscars.
That deserves an applause. Are you hearing that? Because, Mfundisi, if there's one thing, out of everything that the Lord has been saying to us this afternoon, if there's one thing that we must get, you know, is that Christ did not act on the cross.
No.
Are you hearing what I'm...
No.
That was not a performance. Nope. That was real.
Yes.
And our ability to believe that will show in our fruit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Our fruit will tell the story of exactly what it is
we
believe.
Thank you.
If we don't believe that Christ died and that he was resurrected on the third day, it will show in how we handle and position ourselves.
It will show. And more than anything, we must understand that as much as Christ did not act on the cross, why are you acting Christian?
That's exactly where we're going to leave it. And that's a question that I am sincerely going to go home and ask myself. And why are you on an acting spree?
Yes.
Why are you wearing Christ on a Sunday?
Yes.
And on a Monday, you take the robe and you leave it at home?
Yeah.
Why is it that when Scripture comes to challenge your complacency, to challenge the lies that you have been fed, to challenge the action, why is it that you resisted so much that there is no difference between the kingdom of hell and you? Yeah. Why is it, Ayanda, that you are like this? And this is the question that I'm going to be asking myself.
That's the question. Many have denied Christ because they have seen the Christian who is not like Christ.
Petra, goeiemiddag, 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 welcome indeed, Petra. It is lovely journeying with you and to each and every one of us that has joined into this conversation. This is where we're going to leave it, my family. On the other side of 2:30, we are joined on the line by the Department of Education, Mr. Chikora, who will be taking our matriculants, our beautiful class of 2021, through the revision of the physical science paper 1, which they are writing, I'm told, on Friday. And so at this point, Mfundisi, as we pray, I don't even know, you know, sometimes as we pray for Malawi, by the way, my family, sorry for spoiling it, but the country is Malawi. Yeah. As we pray for Malawi, Mfundisi, can you maybe just lead us in a prayer for ourselves?
Yes. Awesome Father, we come before your presence. For your word says to us that you chastise those you love. Mighty God, we know that discipline does not come from judgment. Discipline does not come from condemnation, but it comes from love. And Lord, you have awakened us to the sleep that we might have had. You have awakened us to the relaxation that we might have had, thinking that we have arrived, thinking that we have made it because of the applause that's around us, because of the celebration that's around us. But mighty God, I want us to come to a place, and I want you to come to a place where you deal with us individually, Mighty God. Personally, you speak to me, oh God. You revive in me the relationship. Anybody under the sound of my voice, Mighty God, you have a visitation for
them,
specifically for them, that Lord, they can be able to come and stand and experience their personal experience. Let us not be like the man and the God that were with Paul, that when Saul was on his way to Damascus, the Bible says that the angel, the light shone on him, and he only had the experience. Even though they were around, they never had the experience. And Father, let us also have personal experiences like that, life life-changing, life-transforming, and life-equipping experiences. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that even we as the body of Christ, as the church, as an organization, if we want to call us that, but Lord, let us wake up to the call that we are not just here to impress with the lights, with the shows, with the great music, but there must be indeed personal and literal tangible transformation in the lives of the people that we come in contact with. And Lord, we want to uplift Malawi even in this hour.
Yes, upon your Lord. Hands, mighty
God. We have heard many of the struggles that take place in that nation. We have heard even, oh God, the economical struggles. But
yes,
Father,
Lord.
You said silver and gold belong to you. And the book of Haggai tells us that. And Father, we pray that, mighty God, may you sustain them. May you uplift them from that deep impoverishment, oh God. We want to thank you for the faithful remnant servants that are there, mighty God, that continue to trust in you, that continue to stand on your word, that continue to depend upon you even through the difficult times. And we pray that, mighty Savior, may you minister and speak into the lives of the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for their leaders,
yes,
mighty
Lord.
God, just like you said in the book of Timothy, that we must stand and pray for the leaders. And we pray that they make the right decisions, they get into the right deals, they uplift and, oh God, have the heart for the people in the name of Jesus. We thank you that, Lord, that you are faithful, that you are God, and that you are King, and that everything that we have prayed for, you will answer unto our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Sure, amen and amen, my family. At this point, Mfundisi, again, much appreciation and honor, you know, to the Lord for your ministry this afternoon and every other afternoon that he's going to allow for us to spend time with you. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Where do we find you? Where do we follow you? Where do we bug you?
Socials. Please don't bug me. Let's just follow each other. But on the socials, on Instagram, it's VTJ _ Masakona. On Facebook, VTJ Masakona. And on Twitter, it's VTJ _Mass. We can definitely empower each other right there. And I'm also willing to learn. If you have something for me,
amen,
throw it my way. Let's all learn and grow.
2:30 is your time. Mfundisi is back with us next week, Wednesday, 1:30 to 2:30 every Wednesday afternoon. My family, it's heart to heart, as you can hear. My voice is singing a song. You know, something has happened in the studio this afternoon. Stan coming through and taking us to that revision for the matric class of 2021. Donnie McClurkin, and on the other side of that, the voice that you will hear is Mr. Chikura, who's going to be doing revision for physical science paper 1. It's Radio Pulpit this afternoon.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805. Or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.